I appreciate you coming and sharing that, man. And yeah, I think I might have been in that. Did I jump in that space that you had a few weeks back? I might have.
Yes, you did. That's where you and I met, and that's where you and me started followers. Yep.
Right. Awesome. Thanks for coming by today. And I would have even told you. This happened pretty quick. Like, I just thought about it yesterday, and everyone agreed, so we did it. So.
Good. Thank you guys. Thank you for thinking of our very good friend and sister and family member, because I do appreciate it, guys.
Awesome. Okay. Well, Devin, who are we?
We've got James next. And then we've got Surgeon X. So James, I see your hand up. I see you waving. So, yeah, the mic is yours. What have you got for us, bud? What do you want to say?
Hello, David. Thank you for joining me your space. I really appreciate you. And happy Easter Day, my guys, everyone. And thank you so much. Okay. I always appreciate you guys. And my name is James. I'm from the Gambia, West Africa. It's my own course. David, can you explain about my situation here, your space, if you don't mind, you give me a chance so that you can explain my situation, David.
I couldn't really, James. I apologize. I just didn't understand the last part you asked me there.
Okay, I understand you. Yeah, I understand, David. David, right now I'm very sad here about my situation. Since I lost my parents, my mom and my dad, they are passing away. They are having car accident.
James.
Almost. Yes, David, I'm hearing you.
I don't know, really. I understand your situation slightly. I mean, I don't know what it's probably really like. But I don't know if what we're doing here. Like, I mean, do you want to share something about Rose or?
Yes. I said I'm very sad situation here because I lost my parents and my mom. And they are having car accident almost 7 years ago, and right now I'm a homeless. I'm living on the street for 6 good months. And today is Easter Day, and also I'm not enjoying my Easter Day because I'm going to pray church, and I'm going to pray in morning to church, but church will dropping out because I don't have Bible to go and pray church. And church say if you don't have Bible, you never go to pray in church. And right now, David brother, and I'm here. You speak to speak. Who can?
Okay, we thanks, James. Yeah, thank you, James. We're gonna. I see Sergeant X drop down too. So, but yeah, we're gonna just say thank you, James, and we hope your situation improves. Good luck, fella.
Yeah, thank you for being here. We appreciate you coming up here and chatting and sharing your story with us. And but yeah, let's get on to some. I don't see any more hands.
Music. Let's get on to some music.
I can go if you guys want.
Yes.
Okay. Well, this is a song I wrote a little while ago. It's kind of one of those story of my life songs, and. I've played it in a few spaces. It's called That Old Altar. I used to walk that broken road all alone, thinking that I could find my own way. But slowly, piece by piece, I was falling apart. Too stubborn to admit that I had failed. You see, my ego was my shackles,
And my pride was my chains. I couldn't escape them. Lord knows I tried. But the burden of my sins became too much for me to bear. And as I fell to my knees, the tears filled my eyes. And that's when I started to break down. Oh, my soul was crying out loud. I couldn't see a way through the hurt or through the pain until I fell on that old altar again. My tears stained those stones, seeking forgiveness for all that I had done. I didn't know quite how I got there. Wasn't sure what I should do, but I could feel my spirit lifting, surrounded by love. And then suddenly I felt there was a purpose. Suddenly I felt a change. My heart was free and life had meaning again. And a joy that I never knew, oh, it flooded me through and through. And for the first time I shouted, hallelujah, amen. And that's when I started to break down. Oh, my soul was crying out loud. I couldn't see a way through the hurt or through the pain until I fell on that old altar again. So if you feel like you're breaking down, if your soul is crying out loud, if you can't see your way through the hurt or through the pain, just fall on that old altar, my friend.
I can't believe you wrote that song. Wow, that is amazing.
That was beautiful, Devin.
Well, they say adversity forges character, and I know I'm a bit of a character now. So, been through some stuff, and I was a prodigal son. You know, I was born into church, and I went away from it, and by the grace of God, I'm back again. So, thanks.
Oh man, I think we got some help from up above with that one. That was so beautiful. I seen Fondue on he came back up and unmuted there, but I was also in the bathroom, so I don't know what's going on here.
Oh no, I was just I just was hitting the applause. That's why I unmuted. I mean, I was coming up to save you guys a little bit. There was a situation that I saw forming, and I was like, oh, all right, let me get my ass up here.
Sergeant Fondue on duty. Love it, bro. Yeah,
that's right.
Shane.
Oh, thank you.
Shane, I don't know if you know that you're unmuted. I don't know if you mean to be.
Oh, no, he's messing up.
I know, he's practicing. I could tell because it was muffled. I was like, oh, I don't think he means to be unmuted. I heard you guys call me before. I was just I was out at the park with the dog. Had to give him some time to go run around. He's been cooped up. I've been doing a lot of work the last few days, and so he's been really cooped up, and I felt bad. So I was like, all right, let's go spend like an hour and a half at the park. I figure I'd come up. I mean, you know, let's keep the music going. And I don't play this one that often anymore. I think you guys will know this. Let's go.
unintended regression. Brought on by my perception of happenings that can't hold the weight anymore. It's been my illusion, brought on by my seclusion, from tiny orange flower blouse, head laced in curly slides, straight black, think I kinda hope she checks me out. Walk through the playground, just a thought, didn't think there was an ounce of daydreaming's got to come to an end sometime. Just trying to sew myself back into my quilted wonderland. Checks me out. Walk through the playground. Just a thought, didn't think there was an ounce of doubt. Doubt. You can hold on till you're turning gray. Touch my cold hand with your warm embrace. Travel a million miles in the pouring rain. Kiss your cheek, I smile, soak up every hour. Lay out by your side, reminisce of autumn days. Brushed by some brown eyes, dressed up in a tiny orange. Checks me out. Walk through the playground. Just a thought. Didn't think there was an ounce of doubt.
Thank you, brother. I love hearing that song.
I know. Brown Eyes is such a good tune. It's such a good tune. And, you know, just real quick, Fondue, I got to give you a bit of grief. I'm just really happy you're not playing Lakeside Letter in the spec. Because just for everyone who knows, he whooped my ass in a singing competition with Lakeside Letter. So I always give him grief about that. But
since you brought it up, I did beat you pretty bad. What was it for? Was it for $250 up top? Yeah, no. Don't worry, Dev, it's going to be the joke that keeps on going forever.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's
too well, Devin, we're in the same boat. He beat me too. I mean, I don't know how. I don't know how he did it, but he managed to beat me.
I legit thought
I thought I won too, to be honest with you. But I was like,
when you messaged the group and you were like, oh, you were, I mean, you were thanking them. And I was like, oh, awesome. I was actually really happy. I was like, oh, you know what? This is amazing. So glad, because, you know, it took you a minute to get into that competition too. You know, you and Devin, I feel like you guys drug your feet, even though you should have been in there the whole time.
I know. There was shit going on. I had to, you know, but I finally got in. And I, by the way, we could tell, I encourage everybody that's in here that's listening that plays to join this the Vibes community. It's a really great place. I know Roses would love it too. I mean, even just the people around there, it's cool stuff. But yeah,
I have no excuse for being late to the contest. I'm just a bonehead. So, but moving along, I see we've got Tim, who I know is a great artist, coming up. You're next, Tim. And then we've got Jana and the Honey Badger in the house. So, Tim, floor is yours, my friend.
Oh, okay, cool. How's it going, guys? Has anybody ever had, like, all dead batteries and all of their guitars at the same time? That's some weird shit, right?
Okay, you know what's really bad, Tim? So my old guitar, you could only change the battery if you loosened up the strings to get to the battery pack, because it was one of those old Martins.
What?
They put the pack inside. So, yeah, I feel your pain. I'm so glad to finally have a guitar with at least the pack on the outside. You know, I can deal with a dead battery, but when you got to loosen up all your strings to be able to reach your hand in there, like, what?
Right. Oh, man. Well, I'm going to hurry up and, yeah, I'll knock the song out before this battery dies. And if it dies in the middle of it, it'll be awkward, but, you know, screw it. I'll do acapella. Fuck it. Do some Disturbed. I've been listening to this song a lot lately again, and I get caught up in it. We know we should turn and just walk away. We can't help but cause more pain, wounding more with every word that we say. The memory remains. Here we are once again, still questioning the end. How can I let you go? Don't tell me now that you hate me for never letting go. Let there be no doubt, I can't live my life without you. I close my eyes and still hear the screams that would tear apart our world. I keep reliving everything. I can't believe how much this hurts. Here we are once again, still questioning the end. How can I let you go? Don't tell me now that... Oh, man. Hold on, I'm having a... Sorry.
It's all good, Tim. It's all good. You're giving her. We appreciate that.
He's having technical difficulties, that's all. Batteries and 9-volt batteries. What's up with that?
No, I'm not going to get into it. I'm just having some struggles today.
Oh, man. No, that was a good song. Thank you for...
Yeah, thanks for coming in, Tim. Song. Like, that was... You got such a powerful voice, Tim. That was really good, buddy. But, if you want to go again, if you get things figured out, by all means, we'll, you know, throw your hand up and we'll throw you back in the queue there. But, Jana, you got something you want to say or something you want to sing? The floor is yours. Jana? I seen you throw up emojis. I'm gonna count to five, and then I'm gonna go to Honey Badger because I know she's always on point. So 4, 3, 2, 1.
Honey. Hey. Wait, I'm sorry. I was practicing another song, but actually, I just stepped in to say hello. I love you to Rose. I'm so thankful that you guys are having this tribute space to Rose. She is a beautiful lady. I've been knowing her for a long time. And it's a really cool thing that happens on X when you meet people under different circumstances, you know, whether they be political or like whatever space that you meet them in. And there's longevity. So in other words, you kind of pass through and not pass beyond, but like just pass through different groups of people, like friends, you know, affiliation, etc. And you kind of find each other in all of these spaces. And you kind of realize, like, you know, this is a kindred spirit kind of a thing, you know, like this is one of my people. And when one of your people is suffering, hits you pretty hard. And so, I mean, I know Rose, you know, I know your surgery was today. And, you know, I'm thankful that you're with us and, you know, your beautiful spirit is here with us. And it does joy to my heart that so many people are here to love you and support you.
You must be an angel. I can see it in your eyes. All distraction and disguise. And now I realize that, oh, you're an angel. You're an angel, baby. You're an angel. You must be an angel, baby.
We'll be praying for you at 5 o'clock today, Rose. God bless you.
That's so sweet, Honey Badger. That's so sweet.
Thank you.
Like, you know, that's, I'm going to echo what Honey Badger said, is you find people that are kindred spirits. You find people that you're just like, you know what? You're my tribe now. And that's just the way it goes. And it's so beautiful to see all you people come together and support and as a unit. And it's really moving. It's really moving. So I'm going to throw it back to you, Jana, one more time. I hope you're there. I see you got your hand up now. So what would you like to say? And then we're going to go Norwood and Vessi Minx in the house. So, Jana, go ahead.
I appreciate that. I could not hear earlier. Thank you so much for hosting this space. It's beautiful. I've been sending invites to pretty much, Rose, I've been raiding your contacts, so I figured they'd love you if they follow you. So I'm still going to continue doing that, but I'm more of a poet and a writer than I am a singer. So I have not written this ahead of time, so I'm going to wing it. So bear with me. Rose, you're amazing. To me, you have supported me through a time that was very, very difficult in my life. I know that we go through hard times, we become tested. It is not because of a past transgression. We don't deserve to be punished. It is just the way life is. We walk through a path, and we only grow when we face adversity. Peace doesn't come because we're growing. Peace comes after. And so we face adversity, we get our bruises, we get our cuts, we get our scuffs, and we can choose to stay there, or we can choose to overcome and continue and move past it. And then it'll be a memory of a past that we've overcome, that we've achieved. And I'm so happy for you. I've shed so many tears of joy for your sons, for you, for the wonderful news. God is good all the time. I am so happy for you, honey. I'm so happy this is just the test in time, and you will overcome again,
and again and again, like you always have. What I admire you is how humble you are. To be humble is to be free. And that's something that I admire in you, in your heart. I feel it. I see it. And I hope to be in your life for a very long time. I love you, honey, so much. Thank you.
That is the soul of a poet right there. That was so beautiful, so moving. And that's why we're here. That's why we're here, to show Rose that kind of love and support. Thank you so much for that, Jana. Thank you so much. That was beautiful. And that was off the cuff and from the heart. And it doesn't get any more real than that. Thank you so much. David, Shane, anything to add?
Yeah, and Shane, sorry. He probably wants to say thanks, Jana, for coming up. Oh, man. Everyone, Jana's just a beautiful person, too, just like Rose. Rose knows that. And so if you haven't met her, yeah, follow her. Unless Shane, you want to say something? Kara just threw her hand up, and I know Vessi jumped up on stage too. I'm gonna, and Norwood also too when he came back. So,
no, those are beautiful words. I appreciate every single one of you that's been up here on the spaces today, tonight, this evening, this morning, this night, wherever the heck you are in this world. And I'm just vibing. I'm appreciating the time. I'm loving the music. I'm loving the words. I'm loving the love on this Easter Sunday, guys. So yeah, let's get back to the speakers. Who was next? Who was next? Was it Kara then Vessi, or who Norwood then Vessi?
Kara might have to.
I think it was.
Go maybe. I don't know. She might have got her hand up. Anyway, I just wondered.
I believe it was Norwood Vessi. So let's go Norwood Vessi, yeah, Kara, and then we'll see where it goes from there.
Yeah, thanks guys. I jumped in and sang a funny country song. I was pretty sure Rose was a country fan, and she DM'd me and was like, "Oh my gosh, I love country." And then I foolishly asked her if she had any requests, and then she sent me like several really sappy, sad, amazing country songs that I'm not man enough to like struggle through on her behalf out loud on stage. So Rose, just another example of people that go through things that they can handle, because I can't even handle singing to you certain songs while you go through what you go through. So I'm gonna do another funny one because I'm weak, and I hope you like it. Well, I love her, but I love to fish. I spend all day out on this lake, and hell is all I catch. Today she met me at the door. She said I would have to choose. If I hit that fishing hole today, she'd be packing all my things and she'd be gone by noon. Well, I'm gonna miss her when I get home today. Right now I'm on this lake shore, and I'm sitting in the sun. I'm sure it'll hit me when I walk through that door tonight. Hey, I'm gonna miss her, but looky there, I've got a bite. Now there's a chance that if I hurry, I could beg her to stay, but that water's right and this weather's perfect. There's no telling what I might catch today. So I'm gonna miss her when I get home. But right now I'm on this lake shore, and I'm sitting in the sun. I'm sure it'll hit me when I walk through that door tonight. Hey, I'm gonna miss her. But boys, looky there, another bite. So I sang it as low and as loving as I could, because if I sang the songs that you sent me, I'd get about six words out and just fail miserably. So anyway, like I said earlier, get the hell out of there and come back and play with us. All the best, girl. Seriously, pulling for you. And thanks for the space.
Norwood, that was
dude, you bring the space up. Like we just and I'm not saying this was a bad thing, but Jana just like totally put us in that emotional zone, and you're just like, ah, I'm just gonna reel you back up here and give you guys some, you know, that was so good.
Hey,
that
I'm on this lakeshore fishing, boys. That's what
it's
I
a
just
good
said.
Good dynamic.
Oh, all right.
Well, I'll reel you back in. Yeah, but Rose, seriously, I'm sure that you could have sang it to me what you sent, but yeah, there's no way I would have gotten through that. So,
right on. Well, thank you so much, Norwood and Vessi Mink. Are you there?
Hi guys.
Hey Vessi.
What's going on? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Thank God I don't have to go after Vessi. Oh my God! Thank God I don't have to go after her.
Oh Norwood. That was beautiful, Norwood. Hi, everybody. Hi, Rose. I just sent Rose a DM. I don't know everything that's going on. I did hear some things David shared last night. And I did go and share the link for the GoFundMe. I gave what I could, and I'm going to share it everywhere. And it's beautiful that everybody's coming together for this cause. And I just want to tell Rose that we're here for you. And I want to play you a Janis Joplin song.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train, and I was feeling nearly as faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed the diesel down right before the rain, wrote a song. Well, I pulled my harpoon out from my dirty red bandana. I was playing sad while Bobby sang the blues la-di-do. With the windshield wipers slapping time, I was holding Bobby's hand in mine. We sang every song that driver knew. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose, and nothing ain't worth nothing, honey, if it ain't free. Feeling good was easier. Bobby sang the blues, you know, feeling good was good enough. Good enough for me and my Bobby McGee. From the Kentucky coal mines to the California sun, yeah, Bobby shared the secrets of my soul. Through all kinds of weather, everything we tread on my tomorrows for one single yesterday, to be holding Bobby's body next to mine. Oh, freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose, and nothing. Nothing, honey, if it ain't free. Feeling good was easy, Lord. Bobby sang the blues. Feeling good was good enough for me. Hey, Rose. Good enough for me and my Bobby. La-dee-da.
Best version of that song I've ever heard. Oh my god. Thank you, Vessi.
Vessi, you're such a beautiful soul. Thank you for coming in here and sharing that with us, Vessi. I love you. You're awesome.
Do you really expect anything else from Vessi at this point?
No.
Just blows you away every time. Man.
Every time. It's awesome every time. So thank you. We love you. Thank you for stopping through.
I love you too, you guys. Let me know the details of what's going on exactly. I don't know everything going on. I haven't been brought up to speed, but
let's David, do that. You want to give her a little update right now?
Yeah. So good. It's good. She went through surgery today. So she's in the ICU right now, but she's here in the space and she's, you know, doing okay. But there are some other things that I was just told, which the good news is she's not paralyzed at the moment. Everything is good. Surgery went good. And so she's going to be healing up, probably in a lot of pain. But anyway, there is some other news. I don't know if I should say anything yet. So anyway, she's still going to be fighting, guys. So that's,
yeah, I wouldn't. But I think it is Easter Sunday. We're all here. We're all putting forth the good vibes. I have a sneaking suspicion that everything is gonna be all right.
Bob Marley, what a good song. But anyway, getting off. So Vessi, that's the latest. That so far the surgery went well and she's just recovering from that, and then
And can I just say how beautiful it is that everybody's here coming together like you're coming together, and you know, I'd like to write Rose a song. You know, I sent her that. I'm sure she didn't see it. Obviously, she's going through
the fight of her life. I can't imagine. I can only be here and want to write her song. So when she's ready, I'm going to write that song. And I'm glad that you guys are doing this, grateful that you guys are here and grateful that she has you and that her sons have you and her family. How amazing to have you guys. So lots of love to everybody here. Thanks for inviting me to the space. And with you guys, if you need anything, let me know.
Thank you, Vassie. You never fail to amaze us, impress us, inspire us. And yeah, I said it before and I'll say it again. You're just one of those beautiful souls. So thank you so much for being here and showing your support. And yeah, we really love you. But I'm going to move on. We've got Kara and then we've got Holly Graham, golfing right now showed up, and we've got DJ Doge in the space. And then we're going to hear from Hardestry. So Kara, what do you want? What do you want to do? What do you got, Kara?
Well, I'm happy to wait if you want to let the other people who haven't performed yet go, if you want to circle back to me, it's up to you.
Okay. Yeah, no, we can do that because, yeah, let's do that. That's very nice of you, Kara. You're such a polite person. I love you. Okay, Holly Graham, what would you like to say or sing or what's going on? The floor is yours.
I saw Rose doing emojis a minute ago, and if she can still do it, I'd like to know if she's still here, because if I'm going to do this, she knows I'll only do it for her. She always tries to make me do this, but following Vessi up with a different Janis Joplin song, I need to know she's here.
she is. Yeah, she is.
And the space is recorded too. So if she doesn't hear it right now, she will hear it. We promise you. Okay.
All right. Well, I'm going to forget about the room and focus on you. And this is for you, babe. I would never embarrass myself this much. Bet you love it when I do it, so here we go. Oh, Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes-Benz? My friends all drive Porsches. I must make amends. Worked hard all my lifetime. No help from my friends. So, Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes-Benz? Oh, Lord, won't you buy me a color TV? Dialing $4 is trying to find me. I wait for delivery each day until 3. So, Lord, won't you buy me a color TV? Oh, Lord, won't you buy me a night on the town? I'm counting on you, Lord. Please don't let me down. Prove that you love me and buy the next round. Oh, Lord, won't you buy me a night on the town? Oh, Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes-Benz? My friends all drive Porsches. I must make amends. Worked hard all my lifetime. No help from my friends. So, Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes-Benz?
Now, you got nothing to be embarrassed about. What are you talking about? That was awesome. Frig, man. I was singing along with you the whole time. Yeah.
That was really good. Yeah, you got nothing to be ashamed of. That was awesome. That was awesome. And you know what? I know
well,
Rose.
That was for never. Rose and I love yep. Rose.
I just seen it thrown up to heart. So she heard it. She heard you do it live. There you go.
That was beautiful.
Holly, I love that. You sound like Janis. I'm kind of freaking out.
Well, it was hard to follow you. I mean, shit.
Oh, my God. Your laugh is even like Janis. I'm freaking out. That was beautiful. Oh, my gosh. Your vibrato, your voice. You sang it just like her. Amazing, Holly.
Well, I'm going to step down from the mic. I just wanted to give Rose that. I saw the space. I had to come in and give her my love and embarrass myself in front of everyone. I love you, Rose. You better remember that.
The space is recorded forever, Holly, forever and ever and ever. So Rose can listen, go back and listen to that as many times as she wants. That was beautiful. Thank you.
And you have to, if you know, you have to embarrass yourself more often around here for us because we love that. Okay. That was, I need to hear some more of that.
I want to hear cry next from Holly. Well, I want to hear.
You're getting requests, Holly. You were that good.
Could you just do the whole Big Brother and the Holding Company record with the one with the comic strip?
You know, I wanted to mention this, that there was one request. I don't know how to play the song, and I could not figure out how to learn it right now. But if anyone knows it out there in the world, it's Tyler Childers' Lady May. I don't know the song. I'm not familiar with it. But I think someone special in here wanted to hear it. Yeah, yeah, with that. Yeah, so anyway.
I'm sorry that I'm not familiar with it either.
Darren, I know so much of us musicians and but I don't know. I don't know that one. I never even heard that one. So yeah, I'm gonna check it out. But anyway, okay.
Alrighty.
Sorry for cutting you off, Essie. Sorry about that.
Alrighty. Well, I'm just going to move it right on to golfing right now. He requested, or she, I'm not sure. There's ladies that golf too. So golfing right now, floor is yours.
It's Golfing RM, but thank you so much. Hi, Rose, honey. Oh, I'm so glad your surgery went well. I too am going to embarrass myself because I don't normally sing. I mean, I sing happy birthday to people on X, but this can be a rough version, but just for you, babe. Here we go. Some say love, it is a river that drowns the tender reed. Some say love, it is a razor and that leaves your soul to bleed. Some say love, it is a hunger, an endless aching need. I say love, it is a flower, and you, it's only seed. It's the heart afraid of breaking that never learns to dance. It's the dream afraid of waking and that never takes the chance. It's the one who won't be taken, who cannot seem to give, and the soul afraid of dying that never learns to live. When the night has been too lonely and the road has been too long, and you think that love is only for the lucky and the strong, just remember in the winter, far beneath the bitter snows, lies the seed that withstands love. In the spring becomes the rose. Rose, in these difficult times many have been going through the last few years, you have been a light in the darkness, always encouraging, always resilient, always classy, and 100% badassy. Praying for your recovery, your future treatments, and a peace in your soul, knowing how very loved you are. God bless you, sister.
I'm speechless. That was so heartfelt. That was so beautiful. That was just, whew, wow. I wish I had friends like you. That was beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. Wow.
Yeah, they're absolutely. I was just talking to my cousin Donald here, and I was explaining to him about what spaces are here and what we're doing. Anyway, it's just amazing what's going on, what happened here today. So just want to say thank you to everyone, especially the co-host for, and Devin, and I mean, Shane, I know you're there, but Devin, you've been saving my ass, so thank you so much. My pleasure. Does anyone know Hitler down there did not do nothing wrong? We're not going to let him up, I don't think. I'm not sure what's up with that guy. I read his bio. It doesn't sound too good.
All right. Well, we'll pass on that then. But we got on a brighter note, we've got DJ Doge in the space. You want to say something, DJ?
I just came to say hello and wanted to wish Rose well and just enjoy you guys. So.
Sing a song. Sing a song.
Yeah, sing. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yes, please. Here, I'll buy you some time.
Well, you know what? I just got a shout out to DJ.
I'm
going to
say one eventually. Too.
All right. Just quick shout out to DJ though. He was gracious enough to let us post up the GoFundMe on the X Got Talent page. So, yeah, man, just thanks for letting us do that and just being a solid human. We really appreciate you and we love you, DJ. You're a great guy. So thank you for that. I want to hear from Hardestry, and maybe after Hardestry, you could go, David.
Yeah, no, I'm not in any hurry to go either. Yeah, but I just would probably end up song. But yeah, Joe, how's it going? And Stash came up, so like anyone can go ahead. Hardestry. Sorry.
Yo, it's been a minute. And hey, Rose. Hey, Vassy, too. I've not spoke to Vassy for a long time. Everyone in the room. Everyone on
hey,
stage.
Hey, so good to see you. Hey, so, guys, I'm sorry. I gotta go. We gotta go do our prayers for Rose. So I'm dropping. But thank you guys so much. God bless you guys. I'll see you in a bit. Thanks.
Thank you, honey. Have a great day.
Thank you, Lance, for coming in. Oh, that was really great. Thank you, and singing too.
You ready?
Whenever you are, Joe.
I wanted to find one that said Rose. So this one's for you. Life's what you make it. Precious as roses in the cold. It's all you've ever known. Fall like an avalanche. Look for a second chance. Lost in a first glance, it feels like heaven. Something beautiful is all I need. Something beautiful will last in see. Something beautiful is nothing else to be. Something beautiful, please. Showed up at the front of your house just cause I wanted to see your pretty eyes glisten in the moonlight. It feels like I could pass out all right. All night I was stuck on you with only everything to lose. I tie my two left shoes and you're my only lover. Something beautiful is all I need. Something beautiful lost at sea. Something beautiful and nothing else to be. Something beautiful, please. miss you even when we're apart. Still I feel you in my heart, and I don't wanna miss something beautiful. It's all I need, something beautiful lost at sea. Something beautiful, there's nothing else to be. Something beautiful, please. Something beautiful, please.
Retweet the room.
That was so beautiful.
Yo, don't use that as a flipping moment to tell them to retweet the room, bro.
Thank you.
And cancer's a bitch. Fuck that shit. You know what I'm saying? But you're the best, man.
Artistry, that was awesome, man. You were... Every time I hear you, man, every time I hear you, whether it's apples and oranges or Miss Chicken, whatever, man, you just... You bloody bring it. So thanks for showing up and supporting us and just adding your awesome artistry to the space, man. Thank you so much. That was amazing. And I know Rose appreciated that.
Yeah, I was in his DMs begging him to come up.
I didn't see. So I've been recording. I still am recording.
Whatever you didn't see. You told me in your DMs you were recording.
Oh yeah. That was in a group though. So I didn't see any other ones.
No, that's good. You're getting a lot of recording done, aren't you, lately, I think?
Yeah, I'm working on a cool project, actually. I'm working on something cool because I'd sort of sacked off the whole... Anyway, this isn't the space for that.
But, oh, no, that's good, though.
I'm recording again.
Oh. Catch up on what you're up to.
Bessie, I've missed you. Where have you been? I've been away.
I love you, too. That was beautiful, man. So beautiful. So many hearts in the room for you when you sing, man. So beautiful.
Thanks, Bess.
Right on. Well, thank you so much, Artistry. Let's see. We've got Quantum Pete on stage, and then I want to hear from Stash, and we got Joseph up next. So, Quantum Pete, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I just basically want to pop in and say Happy Easter, everybody. And I said a little prayer for Rose. I don't really know her very well, but it's Easter, and that's the least I could do. And I'm having a space later. If you wanted to come in and post the fundraiser for her in the comments or in the nest, you're more than welcome to.
Yeah, I hang out in Pete's spaces late at night. They start at 11 p.m. Central Standard Time, 12 Eastern. And if you're up that late, it's a great place to come. We hang out, we talk, we play music. It's just a great time. It's just awesome. He holds a great space. So thank you, Pete, for coming through, saying hello, and saying you gave prayers out to prayers out to Rose. We really appreciate you, man. More than you know.
100%, guys. And I know a lot of people in here. I'm not going to shout out, but you guys all, I know you and I love you. And deep prayers to Rose. I don't know her very well, but that doesn't mean I can't say a prayer for her.
Absolutely. See, you know, we're all connected in one way, like we're all, you know, indirectly or directly. And Pete, yeah, it's good to see. He does have good spaces. Thanks for stopping in, bud. Happy Easter too, by the way.
Yeah, happy Easter. Thanks very much for
stopping in. What's up, Pete?
Alrighty, I'm gonna just keep the train rolling here. I want to hear from Stash next, and then we've got Joseph on stage,
And after that, I'm going to have to bugger off. I had a hard stop at 7 o'clock. It's 2 minutes past now. And my wife's standing there with her arms crossed, tapping her foot. So you know what that means. But I'll see if I can jog back to this space in a little while. But Stash, go for it. And then we'll hear from Joseph. And then I'm going to have to leave. Okay, guys.
Yep. Stash, speaking of railways. Could you take us to Folsom? Maybe some Johnny Cash.
I'd be down. Shoot. Just need a second to prep it. I had a different song set. But
do the one you had set then. Forget about me.
Don't ever forget.
Okay. Shoot. Just because I haven't practiced Folsom Prison in a while. But happy Easter, everybody. Rose,
it doesn't have to be that. Didn't he have lyrics of, you know, on a train, trucking, just traveling? Any one of the songs.
Something with a train in it.
I'll do trucking later.
Choo choo.
Awesome. I just want to wish Rose a happy recovery. You were in my prayers today. I went to early mass and they held it outside. It was rainy and gloomy and stuff, but it gave me a time to like think of, you know, everything that I'm grateful for and for the friends that I've met this year. And I appreciate everybody in this space. I don't say it enough, and I really do love you guys. And I'm just grateful for everybody here. So I got this song prepared. Hopefully it's okay. Oh.
Let's go, Stash.
Stash of the Mad. That was so good, bro. That was so good. Wow. Yeah, that deserves some applause. I'm gonna, man, that was so good, dude. Like, literally a star is born and his name is Stash.
That goes out to you, Rose. I hope you feel better.
Oh, thanks, brother. Man, thank you very much. Guys, I mean, I'm a little overwhelmed, that's all, personally. Just that's all I gotta say. Just so thanks. And I've been saying that too much, but that's all I know what to say so far.
All right, well, I'm just gonna say real quick before I go, because I've kind of been keeping things rolling. We got Joseph and Ellen next, and then I don't know who else wants to go. I'm gonna have to bow out right now, but if you guys still have the space open later, I will come back. Okay, I love you guys. Rose, speedy recovery, thoughts and prayers with you, and yeah. Like, we wouldn't do this if you weren't such an amazing person. And, you know, like, I can believe that we've had nearly 100 people here the whole time, because you're just such an amazing person. And thank you so much for everything you've given us. So God bless. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Devin, I just want to say thank you very much for what you did here today, helping me. I mean, couldn't have done it without you. The same goes for Shane, and I'm not sure how long we're going to keep this going. I never really thought about that, but for now, we'll just keep going, and yeah, that's all.
So, yeah, I think I'll pick up where Danger left off there. We have Joseph, then Ellen, and then I see Rigel has her hand up as well, so.
Hey, Rose. So, you know I don't sing and can't hold tune, but I know you like Maya's music. So, let me give you a track real quick and hope this brings a nice little smile to you.
Oh, 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 oh. What a shame. You played me like I was a kid, a bad boy in disguise. You tried to break me with your lies. You almost got away. Gave you my heart, what a mistake. I wanted to fix it, but it's not worth the big headache. I gave you a million chances. You threw it away every time. To hell with all of your excuses. I've heard them all a million times. This conversation's useless. You don't need to apologize. Ooh. Don't need to apologize. You're like an itch that I can't scratch. I think I'm done, baby. Come back. So stupid, time consuming. All it possesses me to do this. Disappointed in myself. I know this feeling all too well. I gave you a million chances. You threw it away every time. To hell with all of your excuses. I'm home over a million times. This conversation is useless.
feel better. Love and prayers.
That was such a great song.
That was awesome. That was awesome. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing. I think next up we have Ellen. Ellen, what you got? What you got to say? What you got to sing? What you got, bro?
I wasn't actually going to sing because I'm not prepared for that. My kid's in the room. But I just want to say some kind words to Rose and wish her well in her recovery. I don't really know her very well. But I wish you all the best. And you're definitely in my prayers. Maybe later, if David still has a space open, we can sing the song that I co-wrote with David. If he has a problem with that, maybe he doesn't. I don't know.
No, go ahead, Ellen. Sorry about that, guys. I thought I lost us all, and then I got back here, so I don't know what just happened. Anyway, we'll carry on.
I don't think there's a problem with the song being sung. Yeah, maybe later. Rigel, then Vessi.
Yo, Ellen.
Yeah, is Ellen next?
I think Ellen just... Didn't Ellen just talk?
I just talked. I'm good.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Awesome. Yeah, I just got home. Thank you, guys. Okay, Rose, this is for you. It's called I Won't Back Down by Tom Petty, because cancer, we do not back down. You guys hear that okay?
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. No, I'll stand my ground, won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground.
Sorry.
Stand my ground. And I won't back down. I won't back. Hey, baby, there ain't no easy way out. I won't back down. Yeah, I will stand my ground. And I won't back down. Well, I know what's right. I got just one life. In a world that keeps on pushing me around, but I stand my ground. And I won't back down. I won't back down, yeah. There ain't no easy way out. I won't back down, yeah. Will stand my ground, and I won't back down. I won't back. Hey, baby, there ain't no easy way out. I won't back down, yeah. Won't back down. Hey, baby, there ain't no easy way out. Hey, I will stand my ground, and I won't back down. I won't back down.
Keep fighting, Rose. Woo! Cheers on your surgery.
Let's go, Rigel.
Love it.
Hi, Joe. Hi, everybody. Hi, Fessy. Loved your playing. I was listening in the car.
Hi, Rigel. I'm so happy to hear your voice again. It's been so long. And man, I loved that. You're amazing. And your story of fighting is such a huge story. You're a champion, Rigel. We love you. Thank you for that share. And thank you for texting me. Because, David invited me yesterday to come and support. But hosting Easter is a big job, and I was up till like 3 a.m. and then all day today with the family. So I'm glad I saw that post because I've just been wrapped up. But yeah, rock on. That was beautiful.
Yep. Hashtag still not dead.
Bam.
Well, Vessi, it looks like you are up.
All right. Shane, DJ Doge had asked for Folsom Prison. I love that song. I'm going to try and give it a roll. I don't know if I'm going to do it as good as Stash can do it, but I'm going to try. Here we go. Here's some Johnny. I hear the train a-coming. It's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down to San Antoine, yeah. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy and don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. I bet they're rich and folks reading in the fountain den and car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep on moving. That's what's bothering me. Well, if they freed me from this prison, if that railroad train was mine, I bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line. Far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. But I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
Yes. Thank you, Bessie. My God. Sorry, Shane. Yeah. Guys, holy smokes. This is amazing. I'm just going to cook something to eat because it's been 3 hours, so we're just going to carry on, and I'm going to get a little bit of... But hey, Shane, you were going to... DJ Doge is having an X-Cut Talent Space tonight, I think, soon. I'm not sure when. Anyway, so if you could maybe...
Yeah, let's see. What time is it?
Tonight?
I think so. I just got word that he was holding a space tonight.
Wow. Oh, he just ran out.
Yeah, he's not on space anymore. DJ Doge, get back up here. Tell us what time it is. It's probably 8 or 9 o'clock CST or something like that.
Wait, is today Friday or Saturday?
Sunday.
Wow, he's doing it. That's exciting.
Anyway.
Okay, all right, well, I'm going to play some. I know people got their hands up and stuff. Now, you know what? I don't actually have to. We'll go with that. Sorry.
Play. I'm just going to drop to listening. I'm listening. Definitely, please play. Kara, I know, was going to play before, too. Shane, I hope you play also in Hardestry and everybody else again before I have to leave. But I'm going to drop to listening. I love you. Rose, we love you. She did text me back, She said she hears everybody, and she's just deep in it, you know? She's there. Recovery, man.
Heal, Rose. Heal and rest.
Yeah, we have David Moskrip up here with his hand up. Hopefully I said the last name correctly.
Yeah, you're one of very few people who've said that correctly outside of Scotland.
There we go. What you got for us, my man?
Yeah, I got two. I've got, I was going to let you guys decide. One is a song that I wrote when my mother was battling cancer. Another one is a song that is more like a worship song about when we don't see the victory that God has us. So I figured I'd let you tell me which one.
It's too hard to choose. Too hard to choose. For me, anyway, I think go whatever your gut's telling you.
All right, I'll do the "You're My Victory" song because I feel like that's more hopeful. If that's all right.
Awesome. Yeah. Thanks, all right. Man.
I was lost. I was wounded. Then you came, you lifted me up, and you showed me the way. You are faithful, you're never changing. What was lost now was found in you, are my victory. You are my victory, you're everything I need. You were breaking every chain that's holding me. You are my victory. Even when I'm in the darkest night, I can feel your power burning bright. You have opened up the grave and set me free. You are my victory. I was blind, I was broken. Then you came, you opened my eyes and showed me the way. You are loving, never failing. What was broken is healed, and you are my victory. You are my victory, you're everything I need. You were breaking every chain that's holding me. You are my victory. Even when I'm in the darkest night, I can feel your power burning bright. You've opened up the grave and set me free. You are my victory. No more fear, no more doubt. I am free. You are my victory. You're my hope. You're my strength. You're my all. You are my victory. You are my victory. You're everything I need. You are breaking every chain that's holding me. You are my victory. Even when I'm in the darkest night, I can feel your power burning bright. You have opened up the grave and set me free. You are my victory. You have opened up the grave and set me free. 'Cause you are my victory.
Yep, that's it.
David, good. I'm glad I got you to choose, and that was a beautiful song, my man. Thank you.
Oh, thanks so much.
Good stuff. Well,
you gonna sing a song, Shane?
I was gonna say I might take my co-host privilege here.
Yeah, you can do that, sir.
This song is actually about the love of my life. that I lost to cancer. We were set to get married, and cancer unfortunately took her away from me. But this one's called The Way. So I figured the song might fit in somewhere tonight. I didn't know where, but I guess, I don't know. I just feel like playing it. So here it goes. This one's called The Way. Let me rearrange a little bit here. So you might be able to hear a little bit better. All right, here we go. That was the fastest.
Wow.
That was the fastest.
Wow. Did that just happen? I'm like, I was enjoying that so much. Oh my gosh. Good job, Shane.
That was the fast version. Usually I play it a lot slower. I don't know why I sped it up, but it is what it is.
No, I just want to say I love the vocal runs.
Sorry. I love the vocal runs. Too many people try to use vibrato instead of vocal runs. That was really good, man.
I appreciate it. Thank you. All right, now I think it's time for David. Since we're using co-host and host privileges, I think it's David's turn. David.
Okay, guys, I did ate a little bit there, so I feel a little better. I'm gonna try to play this song that I wrote a few years back. It's called "That's the Way the World Is." I just have to have a little drink pop there. Okay. Yeah, it goes like this. Little better, little worse. Little tired, a little hurt. Little sun, a little rain. Little pleasure, a little pain. That's the way the world is. Doesn't matter if you haven't noticed. That's the way the world is. There ain't much time. In the dark or in the light. In the wrong or in the right. Is it luck or is it fate? Is it love or is it hate? That's the way the world is. It doesn't matter if you haven't noticed. That's the way the world is. That's dedicated to Rose. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Love it. Awesome. Awesome.
Good stuff, as right always. On.
Right on.
Guys, you are.
Beautiful, David.
We are so surrounded by talent in this space. It's just unfathomable. How much talent that we are surrounded by in these spaces, and I wish we could start our own like super group or super like conglomerate. I mean, actually, that's kind of what we're doing technically.
That's what we're yeah. I think that's what this is.
Right. Yeah.
So
we don't really recognize what's actually going on. It's so hard to really see what is it, the forest for the trees kind of comes to mind. Yeah, that's
what it is. Yeah, exactly. Well, it's just one of those things you don't really realize it until after it's all said and done, you know. Our kids will be looking back and be like, "Mom, Dad, you're famous." And I'm like, "I am." I'm like, "Yeah, you were one of the first people that got on the Web3 music." Well, and we'll be like, "Yeah," and that's a big deal. Why? It's like, because you're one of the first people, and that's going to be something someday. Someday that's going to be something, and we're all going to be written in the books. But anyway, enough about that. We have Rigel, David, and I see Brett Wayne just came up as well.
Oh, Shane, thanks.
Thank you, Shane.
Yeah.
David, oh my gosh, that was beautiful. That song was amazing. Every time I hear that, I feel like it just gets better and better. I'm going to go ahead and sing American Girl by Trisha Yearwood. And I know that Rose loves America. So, and I'm very proud to be American, born in America, of Russian descent and all kinds of other stuff. But anyway, I just want you to know that I am singing this song for you while making my husband, I'm blessed to say this, a hamburger with ground beef from my neighbor down the road. And if that's not American, I'm not sure what is. So here we go. On her lips with X's and O's. Got a picture of her mama in heels and pearls. She's trying to make it that girl.
Just me, or are we cutting out here? Are we?
He's cutting out, yeah.
Yeah, no, I can't hear it either.
Yeah, it looks like she's connecting. Let's kick it over to David, then Brett.
Oh, so me, David, or the other David?
Yeah, you, David. Yep.
Okay, I just thought I'd do the other song, the song that my mom used to like me to sing to her that I wrote when she was battling cancer, so.
I don't even know why I am laying here thinking of you this way. Time I try to get you out of my head, you won't go away. So much I've got to say. When I open my eyes, I realize time is on the shelf. And both the hands now read it swell. I've been lying in my room, and I cannot forget you. Fade the memories black so I don't know you. We'll make it better in the end. Every time I try to open my eyes, I see you again. So much I've got to say. When I open my eyes, I realize time is on the shelf. Both the hands now read it well. Been lying cannot. And I cannot forget you. I don't know if I'll ever be back in this place again. I don't know what I'm going through, but you've seen where I've been. I know you're there for me. I know that you set me free. Forget you, and I just can't forget you.
Love it. Good stuff, man. Good stuff. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, man. For show.
That was beautiful.
Absolutely beautiful, David. Thank you.
Oh, man, thank you so much. It was really like, I wrote the song when I was 15, and it was like one of those weird things where it took on a whole new meaning when my mom started battling cancer, like decades later. And so, yeah, I actually hated the song when I first wrote it, and I started liking it later on because she liked it.
Oh, Shane, you want to talk now? Sorry.
Oh, no, sorry. My mic was just on. I forgot to shut it off.
Okay, just okay, mumbles. Oh, well, David, that was a beautiful song you wrote. Wow, guys, we're getting a lot of great, really cool.
Yeah, stuff. David, that was beautiful. And the sentiment and the story behind it, thank you for sharing that. Yeah, I lost my mom to cancer also, the same cancer that I had, and she didn't survive. She was waiting for insurance coverage, and then it spread as she was waiting, you know, before she had her surgery. And I just want to let you know, rest in peace. God bless your mom. And that was a beautiful song.
Yeah, no, same thing happened with my mom. The insurance company kept requiring the doctors to kick her out of the hospital. Then they had to make up an excuse just to get her back in. And then I would sit in her hospital room. Like, I quit my job and I sat in her hospital room for months, just playing music to her. And yeah, whether it was at home, on hospice, or in hospice, or whether it was in the hospital when they could actually get her back in there, the whole insurance thing was a nightmare. And it's part of the reason why she died. She didn't have the money to go in and get checked out. And so she just kept putting it off. But yeah, sorry, I don't want to get this into it like a whole policy thing. But yeah, thank you guys so much.
We could host a space on that. We could host a space on that if you want. I worked for years also, and I
no, definitely. Let's do it. Let's do it. Shoot me a message. I would love to talk about this.
Awesome. All right. And sorry for rugging out, you guys. I live out in the boonies, and I don't have Starlink, so you know, I get rugged out a lot. But whenever it's my turn next, let me know. I'm just cooking hamburgers.
That's all right. I think we got about 15 minutes or so left. And then I think we're all kind of getting tired here. Well, I'm not getting tired. I'm going to go hop into some other spaces, but, I'll be up till sunrise. But I think as far as this space goes, we've done what we can do here. We love Rose. We love you, Rose, if you're still listening. And, we're going to continue. We're not going to get you out of our thoughts. You're always going to be in our thoughts, in our hearts. But the space is going to end in about 12 minutes. So if anybody wants to get up and say anything, get up, sing a quick song, quick. Please request, raise your hand. Rigel, I see you. Go ahead.
Perfect time. Just flip the burger. All right. Thank you, sir. Here we go. One more time. Trisha Yearwood, X's and O's, and American Girl. Hopefully you can hear me this time.
Phone rings, baby cries, TV died, guru lies. Good morning, honey. Go to work, make up, try to keep the balance up between love and money. She used to tie her hair up in ribbons and bows, sign her letters with X's and O's. Got a picture of her mama in heels and pearls. She's trying to make it in her daddy's world. She's an American girl. An American girl. Slow dance, second chance. Mama needs romance. Living maid. Fix the sink, mow the yard. Really isn't all that hard if you get paid. She used to tie her hair up in ribbons and bows, sign her letters with X's and O's. Got a picture of her mama in heels and pearls. She's trying to make it in her daddy's world. An American girl. An American girl. Well, she's got her God and she's got good wine. Aretha Franklin and Patsy Cline. She used to tie her hair up in ribbons and bows, sign her letters with X's and O's. Got a picture of her mama in heels and pearls. She's trying to make it in her daddy's world. An American girl. An American girl. She's an American girl. She used to tie her hair up in ribbons and bows, sign her letters with X's and O's. Got a picture of her mama in heels and pearls. She's gonna make it in her daddy's world. An American girl. Yeah, well, she tied her hair up in ribbons and bows, signed her letters with X's and O's, X's and O's, X's and O's.
Thank you guys for hosting the space. Everybody have a great night. Happy Easter to those celebrating Holy Easter Day. Sorry, I'm trying to stop this. Okay, good night.
Oh, that was really clear. That was perfect, Rigel. Came through awesome. Thank you. Happy Easter. Thanks. I'm not sure who was up first. Chain, put the hand there.
I think Brett, then Holly.
Okay, great. And what at the very end, I have one song that I'm going to just play to close us out with. But we'll just get to the hands for now. Anyways, guys.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, thanks, David, for hosting this space, man. Rose has always been a huge supporter of, I think, it seems like all of us. So it's a good time for us to come together and support her. So this is awesome. I'll do a song for Rose here tonight. I believe in ghosts. Most people don't. Spirit on my grandpa's grave. I see him in the trees. I see him in my dreams. I still can't stay away. My heart wants to wander, hear it over yonder. I let you come along and take it. So maybe you're the ride by my side. Maybe you're the one that's gonna break it. Cause I'm fearless. I jump off the ledges, burn all the bridges, walk on the edges. I'm fearless. I don't mind the shadows, take all the arrows,
palm of your hand. Got me where you want and you know it. You're looking right at me, you're holding all the keys. You don't even care where we're going. Cause I'm fearless. I jump on the ledges, burn all the bridges, walk on the edges. I'm fearless. I jump on the shadows, take all the arrows, ride in the echoes. I don't mind a night, I don't mind a fight. Even if I lose, I got this game. I'm dying.
Brent, beautiful, beautiful, man. So much soul in that. Had a lot of, oh man, that was great. That was really great. So let's quickly go, oh, Kurt. Quickly go to Hala.
Hey, I know you want to close the space out with a song, but do you think that anybody who's here might could come up right now before the space ends and send a direct message to Rose, because not everybody knows how to get in touch with her, and the music's great, but it's also good to hear individual, you know, messages from people. So, I mean,
no, absolutely. That's what I wanted to do here for, like, I'm not going to just close it. This is the last kind of call out for everyone to, who wants to come up and say something. And it's getting late around here for me. That's all. Like, I wish I would probably be able to. Anyways, but I am getting a bit tired. You can probably hear it in my voice. But yeah, we'll just keep hanging around for a minute for people to that can come up if you want. Absolutely.
Yeah. No, but not everybody wants to sing or can sing or anything. But they might want to just say a message to her. That was all. I'll step down so you can have a space.
No, I appreciate you coming in. I appreciate everyone coming, and I want to say that you know, one great big giant thank you to all of you guys. You know, you really are good friends. Like, it was pretty even emotional at times for me to see us all here, so really appreciate it. Rose is so special. Thank you, Rose. For being Rose. I mean, anyway. So, okay. Yeah, I'm just a little messed up. Sorry, guys. Love it. Thank you. And thank you. And I wish we could even, you know, do this more. But anyway, this really turned out good. Appreciate it. Yeah, okay. Well, if that's it, am I, can you hear me, guys, still? Well, am I coming through?
Yeah, you're coming through fine.
Yeah, we can hear you.
All right, then. Well, Here's the song I was going to, but I didn't remember the words. I couldn't memorize them in time, so I'm going to let Willie Nelson do it for us. Plus, his guitar sounded so good. So, Rose, I hope you like this one, and everyone, I hope you guys enjoy it, and I hope you had a good time here. And, yeah, you know, you don't have to go to bed or go home, because there's DJ's going to have a space later, too, so you guys can keep on going. I'll probably jump into a space somewhere if I get a chance, so... All right, I'm just going to close it out after this, so love yous all. Have a good night.
The first time that he saw her, he knew everything had changed. Overnight, love started blooming. Like the first rose of spring. Auburn hair, like a sunrise. Sweetest smile he'd ever seen. Butterflies, they danced around her. Like the first rose of spring. Summertime would have never started. And wintertime would never end. Colored his life, opened his eyes to things he'd never dreamed. Without the first rose of spring. Children like a garden, and gave them all the love they need to grow up strong. She made a home every year he'd bring her the first rose of spring. The last time he saw her, he knew everything had changed. He said goodbye, and let the tears fall like rain. On the first rose of spring.
Peace out. Bye-bye.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ends dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days. Got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken honest. I had to lay my soul down. I'm just roasting otters. And then the end along.
It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss, and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, yo, the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary fall. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality, stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of DNA stacked in non-toxic, just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage like this shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Beats tearing apart your community. All these low-hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10, stargazing after the siege. Commanding all the management to grab a few seats, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality, stuck in the verbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served.
Channel Spaces.